We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. It's meet and greet time, one of my favorite times on this program. A meet and greet someone we have not talked to before. His name is BJ. He's been listening to this program for 5 years. And this is exciting. He just told Biggie he and I have something in common.
What?
He's a news anchor in Myrtle Beach. As you know,
You've been to Myrtle Beach.
What? Wait a minute.
Well, we all have.
Wait a minute now. Not only do I enjoy the waters of Myrtle Beach,
yes,
but I have been a news anchor as well.
Well,
feature reporter.
Yes.
Entertainment reporter. Did this to some acclaim many years ago.
Some is right.
Some acclaim many, many years ago. And now we have BJ who does that job as well. Hello, BJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing really well.
This is quite an honor.
For what station do you work in Myrtle Beach?
I think you'll like it. I work for Fox.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're the Fox affiliate in Myrtle Beach.
Very cool. How long have you been there?
So I've been with that station for 12 or 13 years, and then like doing it on the daily for about 8 years.
All right.
Are you a broadcast lifer, BJ?
Yeah, I started radio in 1996 in Athens, Georgia. So if you're an REM fan, so that's one of my bands.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So you were radio first and then moved into TV. Some of us can't make the move. Some got sent back. Some try and get sent. They threw me back. I went over to TV for a few months, and they threw me right back. What?
I'm just good looking enough.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, you are. I mean, you must be because I didn't make it. What is your favorite and least favorite part of being a TV news anchor?
Favorite part is it is literally the easiest job I've ever had.
Really? You just...
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Every day you guys have to make up what you do, right? On the top of your head, all that stuff is extemporaneous. TV, as you know, as a lauded television personality such as yourself, you just read the prompter.
In fact, you just read the prompter. That's true. You don't even have to type it into the prompter.
Right to your face.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what I did not like about television work, and maybe you'll agree. I was a reporter, so it would be like a lot of... We got the story done, and then you have to sit and wait all that. You know, you sit and wait a while. So it's hurry up and wait. And then it's at the last second, you got to edit this together. So you had to very quickly get it done after you got the interview, but you had to wait all day to do the interview. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of that kind of thing. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the good thing. Since I transitioned from radio to TV, I get to work at 11:45 a.m. The newscast is at 12:30. I'm done at 1. That's my whole day.
What? You get BJ to work.
My BJ. God.
My God. That is unbelievable. You're full time. You're full time.
You get health benefits?
You get benefits on that?
I do not get benefits, okay. No. But it's enough money that it's as much as I was doing the radio.
Christ, are you hiring?
really?
My God.
Do you have a side hustle, BJ?
Man.
So I hustle a lot. Yeah, I make writing pens. You know, like I turn them on a lathe.
Really? That's as interesting as your news job. Yeah. That's something. You make writing pens.
Yeah. Yes, so I do that. And then I have a website so that I sell them all across the U.S. Just like on orders. But, you know, idle hands are the devil's work. And so I just make sure I keep myself busy. And then I'm about to open a coffee shop here in town. So that'll keep me busy as well.
Wow. Fantastic.
Wow. Good luck.
Boy, you're something. You're a jack of all trades there. That's awesome.
I also teach cardio kickboxing.
My goodness.
Well-rounded.
Fit. Handsome.
Wow. All of it.
And can kick your ass.
Yep. No wonder he makes fun of me right to my face. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing to do.
I was a black belt instructor for karate before COVID, but it was a cesspool, so I got out of there.
Oh, really?
Black belt. You mean the karate was?
Well, just, you know, with all those kids and COVID.
Germs.
Gotcha.
Oh, you're right. I took one kickboxing class. No, I took a kickboxing class and I took a karate class.
Mm.
And both were very difficult. I had trouble lifting my leg. Mm-hmm. That was the issue that I had.
Yeah, and his junk kept flying out because his shorts were too short.
It's a fact. It was difficult.
Do we have to ask BJ how many boards you can smash with your hand?
Cool.
Oh, you know, I don't know. I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 in a row, maybe.
Could you really?
No kidding.
Is it
with the side of the hand or like the knuckle part?
If I'm going to punch it with my knuckle, I'm going to shorten that to maybe 3 or 4. Side of the hand or palm, 5 or 6 probably.
Is it all about technique and hitting the board at just the right place?
It's, well, you got to make sure the strands of the wood are going in the right direction. You want them going north and south. If they're going across, you're going to break your hand. And then you just got to believe you can get through it and hit not the board, hit past the board.
That's it. Hit past the board.
Karate.
Yes, that's how that's it's right. done. Well done, BJ. Who's your favorite member of this program?
It's Peggy.
Well, I won't argue with you.
Clearly.
I'm not going to argue with you.
So much in common.
Of course. The two of you.
Has your career taken you across the country? I know a lot of broadcasters, you know, ping pong around the world.
Southeastern mainly. So Athens, Georgia, Augusta, Georgia, Savannah and Hilton Head, Lexington, Kentucky. I did Atlanta, so I got to be in a major market for a while.
Great.
And then here.
Great. Do you like living in Myrtle Beach?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's been the best market where we wanted to, you know, sow our roots, and I don't think you sow roots, plant our roots, mm-hmm. and then our kids have graduated from here. It's been fantastic.
Great.
That's awesome. And when's your coffee shop, hoping to open your coffee shop?
We're going to open June 16th. We're going to have the very first Badass Coffee of Hawaii in the Carolinas. And so we're all excited. It's a national franchise, but we're going to be the local owners here.
Okay, Badass Coffee. I was going to ask what the name was. Biggie has a question.
Has a man named Myrtle Beach Doug accosted you with a koozie yet?
It could. That could happen.
I don't think so.
He will. It's a real possibility. Wow, BJ, you
fantastic.
Have a great life. That's fantastic, and a pleasure to talk to you. Continued success and great luck with your coffee house.
You guys, when you come get a free cup of coffee. And I'd love to meet you guys. And maybe if you give me an order, I'll make you guys some free pens across the board.
That would be amazing.
Very kind.
Thank you so much. Yeah. There goes BJ.
BBJ won't need one. He don't write.
No. No, he doesn't.
No, BBJ's.
There goes BJ. He's our meet and greet contestant today. Wasn't he fascinating?
Yeah.
Very much so.
I mean, I thought the TV thing was going to be the most exciting and interesting thing. He had more interesting things with the karate and kickboxing.
Yeah.